Hi, I'm Brandon. There are 7 modules in the course. Each should take you between 1 to 2 hours. You should also be prepared to do some background reading. Module 1 is an introduction to HFE, including the scope of the discipline and why it matters to PDO. The module summarizes the 4 HFE design goals and introduces the principles of HFE as they apply to oil and gas facilities. To benefit from the course, you need to be familiar with both PDO's Opportunity Realization Process, or ORP, and the use of design engineering practices in PDO projects. Slide 1.3. There is a lot of information available in books, websites, and other places that will help you develop your HFE competence. You should be aware of guidance produced by the International Association of Oil and Gas Producers, or IOGP, entitled Human Factors Engineering in Projects, IOGP Report 454, August 2011. You can access a copy from the references link of this module. The book Designing for Human Reliability, Human Factors Engineering for the Oil, Gas and Process Industries goes into depth on some of the psychological and engineering rationale behind HFE. It includes many stories and examples that illustrate the subject. Be familiar with the websites of the UK Health and Safety Executive as well as the Energy Institute. They both contain a lot of information and guidance on all aspects of human factors. The website of the Australian National Offshore Petroleum Safety and Environment Management Authority also has a lot of useful guidance. The US Chemical and Hazards Safety Board website contains many incident reports as well as excellent video animations that can be powerful learning aids. And if you're looking to work towards deeper HFE compliance, there are many books that will help you gain a deeper understanding of the broad scope of human factors. You should familiarise yourself with textbooks on ergonomics and human factors, such as those suggested in the resources section. Slide 1.4. The term HFE refers to the subset of wider human factors concerned with the design and layout of work systems and the working environment. In most industries, the terms human factors engineering and ergonomics now mean more or less the same. The term work system refers to the combination of people and technology working together to achieve a function. It includes all of the elements that support people performing work, technology, procedures, etc., as well as the design and layout of the work environment. Slide 1.5. To start your journey into HFE, here are 4 stories that illustrate the kind of issues HFE deals with. These stories demonstrate why HFE matters to a company like PDO, and how investing in HFE can add real value to reducing health, safety, and environmental risk, and to making the company more productive and profitable. As you read the stories, think about what happened. What do you think led the individuals involved to do what they did? Most importantly, ask yourself what contribution to each incident came from the design and layout of the work system involved. Click on any of the links to hear the story. Slide 1.6. The investigation found that other people have stumbled on the same stairs. The last 6 steps have different lengths, and the height between them varies. They also found that the position of the electrical distribution box at the bottom of the stairs had been reported as being a hazard because it was so close to the bottom of the stairs. But no action had been taken. Slide 7. A flange was found to be leaking after maintenance. It was discovered that the flange had not been tightened evenly all the way around. In some places, the bolts were less than half the minimum torque needed. In others, it was more than twice the recommended maximum. Was this incident caused by the operator not following procedure? Did the design and layout of the workplace contribute?